All right, so let's do some proverbs. I've got to, I'm in a killing two birds with one stone. I'm at lunch. And I had saved some proverbs to my phone. Last week I was going to do it, and I just had so much going on. I had to wait. So we'll start. We'll start now. I'm in this drive-thru with this Chick-fil-A stuff going on here. Okay, proverbs. The deal with proverbs is people need to memorize proverbs. I memorized half the book of Proverbs by the time I was 10, I think. And I had to, or I wouldn't have survived as long as I have. I was born in a rough situation, and I had to memorize Proverbs to function. I don't know how people live without Proverbs. Okay, so we're going to start with Proverbs. I'm probably doing them in reverse of what I saved them as, but that's all right. First one is from the book of Proverbs 31. It says, give not, talking to the king. His mother was telling him how to be a king. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor princes to drink strong drink.
And what'd you have today for a club meal?
Yeah. Lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted, give strong drink to him that is ready to perish and wine to those that be of heavy hearts. So she was telling the king how to function, you know. Because when a person drinks and wastes away all their resources on a bunch of women, it's hard for them to be a king, you know. Next one. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso puts trust in the Lord shall be safe. So a lot of people are afraid. The fear of man brings a snare. In other words, you're afraid to do what's right because of man, you know. But you trust God. You do what's right and trust God. God makes a way, you know. Whoso is partner with a thief hates his own soul. He heareth cursing and bereath it not. A thief hates his own soul, just like a liar hates their own soul. The partner with a thief hates their own soul. In other words, they're going downward, you know. They're making an agreement with evil is pretty much what it is. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. During the coronavirus stuff, it's hard to have a vision, right? But you got to pull up. You might have to have a new vision every week for a while. You set a vision. You might have a 50-year vision or a 10-year vision or a 5-year or a 3-year or 1 year. During a crisis, you might just have to have a daily vision or a week, but you got to have some kind of vision, you know. You got to have a vision. Because if you don't have a vision, then you lose hope. And if you lose hope, you die. And so that's... So think about that. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So the word vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, V-I means to write, Sion. So you're taking the spirit realm, which is Sion, and you're writing it down here. in the material realm, which is Zion. Without a vision, the people perish. V-I-S-I-O-N, vision. You got to have some kind of vision just to accomplish something, you know, something to motivate you. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. You know what you can interpret it. You can, a lot of these proverbs you can interpret on multi-dimensional levels. You know, multi-levels. Let's read it again. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. What comes to my mind in that situation is, somebody jumps to a conclusion that somebody's guilty of something before they have all the data points. In other words, that's why we have judges and lawyers and all, and investigation. People can jump to conclusions based on circumstantial evidence and still be wrong. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Is he talking about his own feet, or is he talking about the feet of the neighbor? So I would say it's the feet of the neighbor. So when somebody comes up and all they're doing is flattering you all the time, you know they don't have a good purpose for you. They don't have a good... The next verse in Proverbs, each verse has its own... wisdom. But the next verse, check this out. The next verse kind of similar. So a flatterer tries to bring a snare, spreads a net for the feet, and it says, in the transgression of an evil man there's a snare, but the righteous does sing and rejoice. They destroy their own self. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. They'll say, the whole culture says, trust your heart. The Bible says, he that trusts his own heart is a fool. But whoso walks wisely, he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hides his eyes shall have many a curse. He that covers his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. As in water, face answers to face, so the heart of man to man. You can look at the heart of another person because you got a heart. Iron sharpens iron, so the man sharpens the countenance of his friend. A continual of dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alive.
Mom?
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right, thank you.
What, you got him?
Yeah.
There you go, sir.
A prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. In other words, when you see evil, possibility of evil, you go the other way. It's called wisdom, prudence. Use your common sense to get away from trouble. Let's go to the next one. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. In other words, God has a place for you. You start becoming a vagabond, you're gonna have trouble. If you want to be a vagabond, it's on you. You ain't going to get nothing accomplished if you're a vagabond moving from place to place. As a bird wanders from its nest, so is a man that wandereth from his place. So that nest was built for safety, you know. So if you unfold the word wander, it'll lead you back to vagabond. You know, that's why I said vagabond. Like wandering eyes or something. Open rebuke is better than secret love. So if you tell somebody, hey, that's not right, it's because you care about them. But if you just let them keep doing stupid, that's not real love. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou shalt not know what day a day may bring forth. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got enough cares for it. Today's got enough cares for itself. The slothful man says, there's a lion in the way, a lion in the streets. As the door turns upon his hinges, so the slothful upon his bed, the slothful hides his hands in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. Have you ever noticed the lazy people? They can do a lot of talking, you know. They can justify being lazy with 1,000 words. The legs of the lame are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The legs of the lame are not equal. So a fool tries to come up with a saying or something. They'll say something like, karma's gonna get you. That's the Bible says you reap what you sow. But the only reason they say karma is because they're trying to reject God. If somebody says karma's gonna get you, it means they don't believe in God. They don't believe God is in control of the universe. They don't believe the universe is connected to God. Karma's gonna get you. Who's karma? He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that's broken down and without walls. That verse is why you should be able to be aware of your inner man. If you're broken, if your spirit's broken, that's because you're not. Unless God breaks your spirit, that's a different story. But if your spirit's broken, you're not thinking about, you're not setting your affections above in the eternal mindset. It is better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. It's better to live in peace, is what he's saying. Withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and hate you. People get tired of seeing you. You can see somebody all the time, you get tired of seeing them. They get on your nerves. Lay not wait, wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falls 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Again, they are their worst enemy, their own worst enemy. If you faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Get back up. When life hits you, and it will, get back up. Be not envious against evil men, neither desire to be around them or with them. for their heart to studies destruction and their lips talk of mischief. Who has woe, who has sorrow, who has contention, who has babbling, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, they that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not upon the wine when it is red, when it is given its color, and the cup when it moves aright. At last it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. A whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She lies in wait as prey, and increases the transgressors, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Prey. She's looking for prey. Just like a narcissist looking for prey. Jezebel looking for prey. Delilah looking for prey. Why are they looking? What's prey? They want to eat. The vampire wants to eat off of life. A dead person wants to eat off the life of a live person. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Don't sell, you know, invest in the truth and never sell it. Be not among wine bibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe the man with rags. Withhold not correction from the child. If thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Speak not in the ears of a fool, lest he will despise the wisdom of your words. Eat not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire their meats. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppressed afflicted in the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoiled them. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it out far from him. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yes, strife and reproach shall cease. Cast out the scorner, and all the arguing will go away. Train up a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he won't depart from it. There's no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with contentious and angry woman. He that loves pleasure shall be in a poor man. He that loves wine and oil shall not be rich. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders your heart. The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil, so do the stripes of the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. A wise king scattereth the wicked and brings the wheels over them. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. It is naught, saith the buyer, but when he is gone away, he boasts. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them, are an abomination to the Lord. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is way raging, and whosoever is deceived is not wise. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. He that answers a matter before he hears it is a folly and a shame unto him. Back to what I was talking about in that other one for early on. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Whoso rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. That's enough. I've got to eat my lunch. But there, I have a lot more. I just didn't read them yet. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be against him. Whosoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifice and strife. Peace again. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps his way preserves his soul. There's that back to what I was saying before. It's an attack on your soul when you pursue evil. Thievery, lying, whatever. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and the fear of God. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. So God weighs the hearts, he weighs the spirits. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Whew! That's some good stuff there.